Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass What's In. Today the title of my podcast is Let God Lead. Let God Lead. I want to read a favorite scripture in the Bible, the book of Psalm 23:1-5. It says, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. When God leads you, you can't but become outstanding in life. Some people are cut out for business but have chosen to do other things because of the social influence or personal affection. Others are into all manner of professions where their star may never shine because they haven't located the right path. They just keep groping around. But you can't afford to go through life doing what seems right to you. It's too risky. Too risky. God is committed to leading us in the path of life He has ordained for us even before we were born. As said in Jeremiah 1:5, he said in Isaiah 48:17, Thus said the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shalt go. But asking in prayer is your access to leading. Ask prayer is your access to leading. You must ask God. The Bible says in Matthew 7:7, Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. When you ask God, He is committed to answer. He knows that without His direction, our destiny is not secured. But until we ask Him, we will just keep on doing what seems right, not what is right. There's a difference with what seems right and what is right. And until we do what is right, we cannot be marked right in life. From today, from the day I came across that scripture in Isaiah 47:48-17, I made up my mind to depend on God for guidance all the days of my life and to wait on Him for approval before I take any step. And He has been faithful all these years. When God leads you, He makes a leader out of you. Hallelujah. When God leads you, He makes a leader out of you. But one wrong step can lead to a 40-year setback in life, as was in the case of Moses. Direction was what rescued the disciples from an all-night futile toiling on the sea. Jesus came and said to them, Cast your net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They did, and were not able to draw in the net for the multitude of fishes. Direction can be obtained through prayers of inquiry, as said in Matthew 7:7. Ask, seek, and knock. If the path you are going on seems like a dead end, ask Him, Lord, where is the right side of this venture? Where is the right side of this venture? Lord, what path do I take when it comes to ministry? Lord, what path do I take when it comes to my job? Lord, what do I do when it comes to marriage? And God would speak to you. Do you want a breakthrough? Then make inquiries from God in prayer before you take any major step. He will answer you because He's interested in everything that concerns you. God is the only one who can lead us to true pastures, and He's set to do so if only we will let Him, if only we will ask Him. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. What a beautiful scripture. Remember, you can't wish problems away. You cannot wish problems away. You must rise up to the challenge and effect a change. You don't have to accept the status quo. You are a child of destiny. Where you are now is not God's ultimate for you. Where you are now is not God's ultimate for you. You can get to the top if only you will push in prayers. You too can live a problem-free life and see you. And I see you getting there in the mighty name of Jesus. You can live a problem-free life. You can live a hassle-free life. You can live a fear-free life if only you call unto the name of Jesus. If only you seek God. If only you allow Him to lead your life. When God leads you, you can never get it wrong. May God bless you all. And I pray and wish that this podcast would be a blessing unto you. God bless and bye-bye.